Welcome, everybody, to the WBAI Local Station Board Local Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin, and I am the treasurer of the WBAI Local Station Board, and thereby I am the chair of this meeting, of this committee, and I also chair this meeting. And so we're going to start off here. And as soon as I get a little bit of something done very fast, we're going to start off here. And the first thing I think we need to do is to set an agenda. Okay, so I move. I move we adopt the following agenda. 1. Call to order 7 p.m. 2. Approval of agenda 20 minutes. 3. Identify timekeeper 2 minutes. 4. Excused absences 5 minutes. 5. Minutes approval 10 minutes. 6. Treasurer's report 15 minutes. 7. General manager's report on WBAI's finances 30 minutes. 8. Set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 9. New business, 10. Adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Okay, so that motion's on the floor. Is there any discussion of the agenda or amendments or anything at all about it? Hearing none, is there any objection to approving this agenda? Okay, that is passed without objection. And so now we do a formal roll call. Okay, let's do this roll call formally. Please answer up when you hear your name. Adriana Kasanov. Jack DePalma.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, I hear you. Jim Dingman. Bruce Grief, Don Hoffman.
Present.
Noel Jameson.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Matt Mazza. Carolyn McIntyre. Daryl McPherson.
Here.
Oh, you were her. There you are, okay. Allie Murphy.
Here.
Bertold Reimers.
Yeah.
Doreen Roberts. James Sagerton.
Stand clear of the closing door.
James
here.
Sagerton.
Here.
Okay. Nancy Cybera Naratomi.
Present.
Jeffrey Stern.
Here.
Neil Voss. Michael D.D. White.
Here.
M.K. Williams. Okay, and that's 11, and we do have a quorum, so we're going to press forward here with all of the stuff. So we've done the agenda. The next thing is to identify the timekeeper. Who would like to be timekeeper?
Nancy will volunteer.
Oh, Jeffrey, are you there? Okay,
I'll do it. No problem.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So we have two people. Who is the other person who wanted to do timekeeper?
Nancy Cybera Naratomi volunteered to do timekeeping.
Okay, but we also have Jeffrey Stern. Would it be okay if we just let Jeffrey do it since he does it every meeting?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so Jeffrey says he'll do it. Is there any objection to Jeffrey Stern being the timekeeper? Hearing none. He's the timekeeper. All right. Next is excused absences and I love how Windows 10 follows everything around and makes it hard to do stuff. Okay, we do not have any excused absences. So, there we go. The next item is minutes approval. Is the secretary here? Going once, going twice. Okay, the secretary is not answering, so I'm thinking the secretary isn't here right now. So, next item is the treasurer's report, and I will be giving that.
Point of information.
Who's this?
This is Jim Dingman. I'm here.
Dingman, you're here. Okay. All right. Let's get some of this out of the way. Got to make an announcement. Okay. Are there any other members who've shown up who haven't participated in the roll call? Okay, only Dingman. All right, I have to make the official announcement, and where is, okay, it's, I have to make the announcement regarding if you're, yes, pardon me, folks. I am having a lot of fun with Windows. One second. Okay. Jesus Christ, where is it? All right, hold on, folks. I am looking through this. Somehow it's not showing up here. It usually just shows right up. Here it goes. Okay. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign a sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI Local Station Board that for the Local Finance Committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the Local Finance Committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. Okay, before we go any further, is Mario Mastrandrea here? Okay. So is there anybody on this call who is not a member who wants to become a member? If you are, please say your name now. Okay, what's your name?
Yes, I would like to become a member.
What is your name, please?
The first name is Ben, B-E-N. The last name is G-A-R-R-O-N-C-A-I-N-E.
Okay. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else here? Okay, hold on. Is that a point of order?
No, it's a point of information about what you're just talking about.
Okay, let me get to that immediately after I see if there's anybody else here. Is there anybody else here who wants to become a member of this committee who's not a member now? Hearing none, we'll move on to whatever the point of order is, and I'll note, I will ask again later. Okay, Jim Dingman, yes?
Yes, the National Board passed a motion that members of committees like this have to be voting members of their local station area boards. So, moving forward, people who are trustee members from other areas are considered not members according to the PNB motion of several weeks ago on this very issue.
Okay. Yeah, I've just gotten an email regarding this, and let me go right into that. Okay. Let's see. All right. I have a motion on committees that's here. And it's really hard to read because it looks like it's, you know, a stream of consciousness kind of things. All right. It looks like the final version of it says that only those affiliated with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. For committees that deal with confidential, financial, or personnel matters, only local station board delegates for that station may be voting members of the committee, and only delegates of that LSB, PNB directors, and a duly elected and then serving local station board secretary and or local station board treasurer may participate in or hear the proceedings of any executive session. Now, we don't go into executive session, so that isn't going to be a problem. However, it looks to me like this says that
I don't hear anything.
People who are not from BAI can't be members of the committee, or at least can't vote. Jim, is that what this motion actually means?
It means that people who are not voting members in particular signal areas, people from California that want to participate, but they cannot be voting members of the committee. They have to be voting members if they are in the metro area and the station area, and they vote in that particular election process.
It's breaking up.
All right, you're very hard to hear, Jim. But I gather yes, that means.
Well, somebody has to mute because the wind is not coming.
It's not you. Okay. Would people please mute if you're? Let me see if I can.
Sounds like he's in a windy area.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anybody else up here. But anyway, all right.
Mario
Mastandrea
checking in. Excuse me.
Okay, Mario, you're here. So 1 second. Hello, Mario. You're here, and you're a member again.
Yes.
Okay. So now you're a member again. And so we're discussing here this new thing from the PNB. And I'm having to switch back and forth. 1 second. And why don't I just copy this out of email, put it into something else where it can be read much more readily. Okay. It says, only those affiliated with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. All right. If we have any votes tonight, we will have to figure that out. If we don't have any votes, we don't have to figure anything out. All right. So, the next item is the treasurer's report, and I will give that.
Paul.
Yes?
I apologize. May I be heard on that last item briefly?
Oh, go ahead.
If you look at the procedural goings-on above, the last part was the appendix where they put the original motion. That's at the bottom. At the top,
okay,
where it says where it gives you the procedural things that happened.
Yeah.
The words affiliated, the words for voting purposes come after the word affiliated. So you read it correctly, except it's going to, the final version would say only members who are affiliated with the local station for voting purposes can be members of the standing committees.
Okay.
I'm not
that
sure.
All right. So I tell you what we'll do.
I have a question, Arpul, Mario.
Hold on. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just see how this goes. Maybe we won't have any votes tonight, and we'll be able to sort it out more easily. So,
wait.
Mario, you have something?
Well, just I just want to understand. Sorry for coming in 20 minutes here. So the PNB passed.
All right. No. This is not. We're not debating this or anything.
No.
Okay,
I just want to understand it. The PNB passed.
I hope you understand it because we're going on to the Treasurer's report at this point.
I want to clarify. The PNB passed something that says you can't be a member of any committee unless you're a member of the state.
Mario, right now you're out of order. We're not voting on anything, and so this isn't relevant.
No, I just
want to
understand what was said, what this
is
about.
Okay, not now.
Okay,
it's Treasurer's report time.
Okay,
let's keep this meeting in order. Thank you.
All right.
So, we have the Treasurer's report, and where did I put it? And let me bring it back up, because I appear to have shut it down. And here it is. Okay. The LSB met on December... God, hold on a second. The WBIL Local Station Board met on November 9th, but did not get to the Treasurer's report or the agenda item about dealing with the latest WBAI draft FY23 budget. The Executive Director and the National Finance Committee, which we call the NFC, have asked that I send the General Manager's latest version of the WBAI draft FY23 budget to them, and I've sent it to them. I've also sent the latest draft budget to this committee's mailing list. The Executive Director knows that Pacifica is in dire financial straits. She has previously mentioned signal swaps, the selling of assets, and declaring bankruptcy as things that seriously needed to be looked at in order to deal with what must be called a crisis. The big news is that the Pacifica National Board has voted to sell the KPFK building in Los Angeles. That building not only houses KPFK, the radio station, but also the National Office and the Pacifica Radio Archives. There's a long motion before the National Finance Committee regarding a business plan for how to handle the sale of the KPFK building and how to handle the money realized by the sale. The sale would also be used to retire the FJC loan. And then Pacifica would need to find new headquarters for KPFK and the Pacifica Radio Archives. Making payroll twice a month is still an activity that's fraught with drama in Pacifica. Some stations and other units struggle to raise the funds for their payroll, and some need help from other stations in order to make it. Pacifica has come within days of not making payroll more than once lately. An aspect of how payroll is handled in Pacifica is that if there's not enough money to cover payroll for one station, then nobody gets paid. The actual payroll is handled by a company called Paylocity, and Pacifica has to deposit an amount of money that covers the entire payroll with them. And it has to be done some days before the payroll is supposed to go out. If Pacifica can't deposit all of that money, then no payroll goes out. So if one station can't make payroll and there's no other money in Pacifica to make up that shortfall, then Paylocity doesn't send out the payroll. The executive director has discussed this with the NFC, and she's also discussed notifications to paid staff if they see that they're not going to be able to make payroll in time to satisfy Paylocity. There are also issues with the national office having to pay health insurance premiums and payroll taxes and things like that. And, you know, so the national office is getting stretched pretty badly. Pacifica Management is also needing to get money together to pay the next interest payment, which is due at the end of December on the FJC loan. Going by what's been paid in the past, it sounds like this is going to be a payment of around $48,000 or so. Getting the new executive director and national business manager view-only access to all bank accounts held by Pacifica stations and other parts of Pacifica is once again an issue. The executive director is looking at how to get that back because NETA had it because they had the CFO, and we had an interim executive director, and the current executive director has been in there for months but has not been able to get view-only access. So people are working on this, and we'll see if they get it. They need to be able to see what the finances are, and they need to be able to do it without asking a station and hoping somebody pays attention to them. Anyway, they're going to try and get that back, and it's important that they do. The NFC passed the National Office Draft FY23 budget last night. That budget is using figures for central services payments that would have WBAI paying about $169,000 a year, which comes out to around $14,000 a month in central services fees. But the central services formula has not been determined yet. So this is just something that's been plugged in to show that there should be central services fees. Still, WBAI is going to face the necessity to make monthly payments of central services fees, and we're already in FY23, so this is going to be a big struggle for WBAI. The NFC has been meeting weekly, and we've been having meetings and executive session a lot. The reports out from all of those executive sessions are up on kpftx.org. They're all pretty similar, and they don't say much. Selling the KPFK building, Selling the KPFK building may not be a permanent solution to Pacifica's financial problems. There are plenty of challenges ahead, and since there has now been one drastic move made, there may yet be others. WBAI's finances need to be bolstered, and I'll say that we've sort of entered a new phase in Pacifica. Some of us have been saying for a while, Jesus, we got this big crisis. We have now done a thing, and by the way, the sale probably will not be final until April, but we've done this big thing, and they're going to sell the building, and we'll see what comes out of that, but things have changed, and so we'll see. The next NFC meeting is scheduled for this coming Tuesday, December 6th at 8:30 p.m., and it will be held in teleconference, and that is the report from the treasurer. And are there any questions or anything regarding the treasurer's report?
Yeah, I'd like to put on the stack.
Okay, who's this?
Jim.
Jim Dingman?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Dingman. Anybody else want to have anything to say or questions or whatever on the treasurer's report?
Jack DePalma.
DePalma. Who else?
Matt.
Matt Mazza. Matt is here.
Mario.
Okay. Mario. Anybody else? Okay, we'll go with that for the stack for the moment. Okay, Jim Dingman, go ahead.
All right, well, first, this is, of course, a very serious, serious situation. The fact that we're going to sell one of the tangible assets that we can actually liquidate, and that is the building of our sister station in Los Angeles, should be a wake-up call to everybody. Because the fact that we were forced into this situation by all these, frankly, I consider 20 years of neglect to many, many fundamental problems, you know, because who the hell wants to sell this building and then force these folks in Los Angeles not to have a space? Because they have 12,000 square feet in that building. Where the hell are we going to be able to buy in downtown Los Angeles a comparable space for the amount of money that some think we're going to get from that, which is anywhere from $5 to $6 million? Who knows what the actual figure is? And that $5 to $6 million is going to go out the door pretty fast. So we're still left, we'll be at an inflection point where people have to be very serious about how we're going to reform the whole system. Because, you know, some say if we get all that $5 million, that would go out the door right away. And they're right, it is going to go out the door right away. And even if we, and we don't want to be forced to swap a signal, because some people want to do that, they could get probably 15 to 25 million from us and about 10 to 15 million from KPFK, maybe more. Who wants to do that? Because you'll never, ever, ever get back the strength of those signals with swapping. So we got to really get on the case and change the whole system now. Not later, now. Thank you.
Okay. Next person up is Jack DePalma.
Thank you, Upal. I want to say thank you to people like Jim. Understand selling major assets. I'm just going to quote what Catherine O'Sullivan had said: the land, because giving away a major asset is really problematic. And this is, as he said, it's probably 20 to 40 years of mismanagement. Remember when they lost the building they could have purchased in New York for the taxes? Let's not talk about things like the past. Okay, the question is, Mr. Paul, you said that the executive director wants to get look-in privileges to the economic, the financial pages of the various stations. WBAI already gives that. What are you talking about? What other stations?
Well, it turns out that the way this worked is the previous people got it, like the CFO, who's not here anymore, got it, and some others. Well, the current management, the executive director and the national business manager do not have it. And it looks like they need to – well, it looks like they're going to need to have their actual names as something at each bank. And the banks make you jump through hoops to do this. And so they're going to have their names on it. We've been suggesting maybe the bank could give access to whoever it happens to be the executive director and the national business manager. We're not sure if they will allow that. The banks may require, a person's name, an actual person who's identifiable, and they may want to know stuff about you. And this is just for view only. They will not be able to, like, manipulate money or anything. They'll just be able to look and see, does this station, you know, I see this station has, you know, a $50,000 bill coming up in a week. Let's see what they've got. Oh, gee, they've got $2,000 in their bank account. We need to start talking to them. So that's what this is about. It was done, and now that different people are there, it's not done anymore. It has to be done all over again. I don't know why this was not really done some months ago, but they're looking at it right now, and they want to get it done. It might be because NETA was doing all of this stuff until quite recently. So, all right?
It's a matter of specifics. I know that Bertel gives it to them, or Bertel used to give it to NETA, and I've heard that some stations are recalcitrant or denying, or maybe they're just not providing. Is that also true, or is there?
It is my impression that there has been at least foot dragging at some places, and some places get all up in arms about this kind of stuff, and it becomes politics.
Thank you.
So that's what I know. Okay.
Foot dragging is kind, I believe.
Okay, the next person is Matt Mazza. Matt? Matt? We don't hear you, Matt.
Okay. Hi. Am I on?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Oh, I have a question about, I don't know, what is, if I know, what is the amount of the payroll? I do money here. David Rothenberg, fundraiser last week, about $4,000, and now I'm just finishing up entering another $3,000 that he did this week with his theater tickets and books. So how does that put us in with the payroll, covering the payroll situation? And the other thing, I have said, it's never a wise move to sell you a building that you own. In any business enterprise, I've seen it, and when that stuff, the company goes to business. So this doesn't sound like a good move. Is it possible? Is it definite? Is it cast in stone? So those are my questions and comments.
Ah, well, okay. The thing is that the PNB has voted to do it. Pardon me as my cable gets all caught up. The PNB has voted to do this, and the executive director and others are in fact looking at how to do this. They have brokers. They're talking to real estate brokers, and they're setting about doing it. So this is gonna happen. One of the things I have to say, some people, at least at KPFK, have said they've got a lot of room there that they don't need. And it had been suggested at some point that they maybe find a way to rent some of that space out. That doesn't seem to have happened. And so people are saying, well, they have to get something smaller that they can all get into, and that'll be better. In terms of selling real estate, yeah, this is a dire situation. I've been saying it's dire for some not time here. Time, okay. Give me a second, Jeffrey, and then we'll see if anybody wants to increase the time. Okay. And this is very serious, and this is one of those things where we have where the big change has happened. I've been saying it's change coming. This is the first thing. This is the first thing that's happening with change. It's an absolute change. There's no way out of it, and they have to raise money, and that's pretty much it. Let me say fast. Pacifica has been illiquid for a long time. There's a difference between being illiquid and being insolvent. Being illiquid means you're having trouble paying your bills, but you have assets. Being insolvent means you can't pay your bills, period, and you really don't have enough assets to cover your bills. So Pacifica has been illiquid for years and years. And one of the signs of being illiquid is you then sell assets in order to make up the illiquidity. And that's what's happening here. It's a classic thing that you got to do when you're illiquid and you keep being illiquid. So that's what's going on. Now, I hope I've answered that, but we have Mario next, and does anybody want to make a motion to extend the time for this item for Mario to say something?
I would make a motion to extend discussion on this for at least 5 minutes.
Okay.
Paul Chance, may I be recognized?
Paul, are you muted? We cannot hear you.
Probably disconnected and he's got a call back. Is there a co-chair?
No.
Can the secretary take that function?
He's not here.
Hello. All right, I'm back. Oh, I just got disconnected. Okay, I got a... All right, you want to extend for 5 minutes? Was it 5 minutes? Yeah, 5 minutes. And... Is there any objection to extending the time for this item by 5 minutes? Hearing none, we're extended by 5 minutes. And, all right. I'm going to have to slow this stuff down a bit because, all right. And I'm going to start it. All right, so Mr. Timekeeper, I'm starting it now, and we're starting the 5 minutes. Mario, go ahead.
Paul, question to you, Paul. If you can't pay your bills throughout the network, or even if it was one station out of the five, but it's not the case, it's worse than that, and this illiquidity is existing, why are people still talking about, we got to get grants, because you won't be able to get these big grants, right? Do I have that right?
I don't know.
Grants from
Pacifica's general...
Not something private. Obviously, that's a donation, private. But as something that's set up as a grant, you can't get one, right?
No.
All right, you're asking me the question. Let me answer it. I can't tell. We don't know if we're going to get a grant to something.
Somebody
may actually do that. Mario, please listen.
Okay.
But the thing is, most grantors look at your finances, and if they see that, they can tell we're illiquid. They can see that there are these problems.
Well, you're not paying bills, right?
Sell it, Mario. If you want to talk over me, then don't ask me a question.
Sorry.
If they see you're illiquid, then they're probably not going to want to give you a grant. On the other hand, it's possible that they may say, hey, they're getting some money from this building and stuff. Maybe they will do better. Maybe we'll give them a grant. Again, it depends on the people doing the granting. Mm-hmm. All right? The grantor determines this. I don't. Pacifica doesn't. So there's that. Okay? Go ahead, Mario.
Thank you. Now, the next question is, did PNB pass this? The cell?
Oh, yes. Yes, the PNB voted to do this.
Well, that could possibly break up the network, no?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, you're kind of like taking everything that's kind of, not kind of, everything that's somewhat of, keeps some stability. I mean, it should just go by the basic rule.
There are no questions here, Chair.
You go by the basic
rule is, well, one of the most expensive things in life would be to your living expenses. And so it's best to own something and have it paid for. So now you go into rental. I don't think it's a good idea. They should have turned the space into something that would create some money in the space as well as stay there. I see this as some sort of breakup of the network in the future. And maybe people buying the stations in different states and then the money pays the bills that's owed, and then you have stations that are separate. I don't know if that could be done, dismantling the whole foundation.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay, James Sagerton, was that you?
Yes. Well,
go ahead.
Thank you. So I want to say that the motion on the PNB was to explore a sale of the KPFK building. There's been no decision to sell the KPFK building, as everybody knows. The final decision in a real estate transaction doesn't happen until the closing. Any number of things could happen that would derail this, one of which could be we only get an offer of $2 million. We're not going to sell that building for $2 million. So right now what we're doing is exploring the sale, which includes, by the way, which is a pretty good indication of where we're going, realtors walking through the KPFK building, looking at it, and sizing it up. So that is happening. It's assumed that that's probably where we're headed, but it's not a done deal. We didn't vote to sell the building. We voted to explore the sale of the building. So that's one thing. The other thing is the sale of the building has nothing to do with the breakup of the network. That's not connected in any way. It's a building. You can sell one building, you can get another building. WBI used to have a building, now we rent space. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I have to say that on the NFC, we've been talking about this as a done deal, that it's going to be sold. So it's interesting that there is still a little trigger pulling left to be done by the PNB. Okay, well, thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Mr. Timekeeper, how are we on time?
This is connected better because...
What about you?
Mr. Timekeeper? Do we have... how much time do we have?
1 minute. On this.
1 minute. We have 1 minute left. Who wants to say something?
A point of information.
Okay, we got a lot of people talking. We also have people having side conversations. If you're not going to be talking to the whole group, please put yourself on mute. Okay.
Paul, for an extension of 5 minutes on this.
You want to do another 5 minutes. Okay, hold on.
It's Bruce for the stack.
And I also want to speak again. Bruce wants to speak. Nancy's ahead of him, Bruce, and then me, and I'm sure others want to speak too. Paul, you gone again?
No. I made sure that, yeah. What happened before was I put the phone down, and with this phone, it hangs up if you put it down wrong. So if people hear little bits of me not saying something for a few seconds, it's because I'm putting the phone in a safer place. Because I used to have a phone that was easy to do this with. This one isn't, because you just saw what happened. It hung up, and, well, here we go. So everyone bear with me as we deal with not being instantly gratified. Okay, motion is to extend the time for this item by 5 minutes. I hear a bunch of people. The motion is for 5 minutes. I guess we'll keep doing this after all these people talk. Any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Hearing none, it's passed. Mr. Timekeeper, I make it at 19:53. So I guess we should do a stack. Who wants to be on stack?
Nancy,
Mario.
On stack, please. And after me, Bruce, was
Bruce stack.
Please.
Yeah, it's Bruce, and then I wanted to be on the stack again.
Bruce. Ding. Okay, I have Nancy, Bruce, and Jim Dingman. Anybody else?
How are you?
You have.
Well, I had a point of information. Take 30 seconds.
Anybody else? Okay, so what we have right now. What we have right now is Nancy, Bruce, Jim Dingman, and Mario. So I guess the first person we go with will be Nancy Cybera Naratomi. Go ahead.
Okay. KPFK LSB, after this PMB decision to explore selling KPFK, they had a vote, the LSB, and they voted unanimously not to sell the station. there were only two members that were absent, two PMB members at that meeting. And they're engaged in a lot of an online auction that will start on December 10th, I believe, asking their members to donate things for an online auction. They're also having a filming of the Vigilante by Greg Pallas with question and answers, and people are paying and donating for that. They're doing lots of different things, and they're also changing the programming quite a bit. It sounds exciting, although they know if that's sold, they're going to have crumbs left over. That's what they believe. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Before we move to the next person, let me make sure that we've got people. Is Adriana Kasanov here? Bruce Grafe, are you here? I guess you're here because you're on the stack, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm here. I got here late.
Yeah.
Sorry about
Carolyn
that.
Carolyn McIntyre, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay, you're here. Serene Roberts, are you here?
Present.
Okay. Neil Voss, are you here? M.K. Williams, are you here? Okay. All right, the next person up is Bruce Grafe. Grief. How do you pronounce it, Grief or Grife?
Yeah, hi. I'm just going to suggest,
all right,
without getting into selling the building yes or no, that at the same time as we're exploring the options of selling the building and what we might get for it, we also need to explore what it's going to cost us to rent a new space and what it's going to cost us to move the equipment. In other words, you have to have the other side of the equation, which is like, fine, yeah, you sold the building, but what are you going to do to replace it? So I think it behooves the Finance Committee and the PNB to say, you know, you need to have both sides of the seesaw evaluated, and that's it. I'm done.
Okay, let me say that on the NFC, yeah, this is brought up, and there is a, as I said before, there's a large motion about a business plan for how to handle this whole thing, assuming it gets sold, how to handle the whole deal. So, yeah, people
that's
are aware
what
they
I,
got.
It's kind of what I was saying, yeah.
Right.
You know, it's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Okay. Next is Jim Dingman.
All right. Let me correct something that was said earlier about foundations. The Pacifica Foundation is indeed getting, at this point, very small grants. Because remember, our financials are up to date. They're not behind. I mean, that's another problem going forward that has to be solved so we don't get back into that problem we had for the past few years. But that is something where there's, I'm not talking about large amounts of money. I'm talking about like $10,000. I believe the archives got a $10,000 grant. And so people are not, they're not sitting and on their duffs. KPFA got a big grant a few years ago that's several hundred thousand dollars that they're using to train people in radio production, which I might add, one would like to see shared, at least the curricula, with the rest of the network. Now, in terms of applying for new monies, there is going to be, the ED is sort of willing to do this, there is going to be an effort to reapply to the CTV. Now, I know that we have lots of problems that will be revealed, and we may not get money next year, because remember, if we are actually put into the program again, that money would not come for another year. However, there is a move to actually let's do the process of application to the CTV and let's see what happens. Finally, tonight, in about 20 minutes, we're going to talk at the Strategic Planning Committee about reinitiating monthly fundraising nationally at least once, because it's clear that when you deal with the outstanding payables, which, and I'm not, this is all known to everybody, it's about 1.2 to 1.4, million. I don't know what the latest numbers are, Paul. You probably are more up to date on that than I am or Jim is. The ability to chip away at the vendors and keep them under control is very important because they know they're actually working with us, but we need to get additional revenue streams coming in so that they can balance that. And yes, Nancy raises all those good points. This is a terrible, terrible Hobbesian choice that we're being forced into, resulting in, frankly, from my perspective, 25 years of incompetent management by the PNB and the management staffs of the stations that led to this situation. Okay?
Time.
Because we wouldn't be in this situation
Time.
If we hadn't worked it. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you. And I hear time being called. So the next person we have on is Mario. Does anybody want to make a motion to extend the time for this item again?
No, I make a motion for a minute. I just need I want to speak to the sale of the building. I have some information.
Okay. Hold on. Okay.
But I can't do this.
Hold on
a second. Point of information.
Anybody against doing it for 1 minute? Hearing none, it's done. Mario, go ahead.
All right, thank you. Okay, what I know about commercial real estate, and I'm assuming they're doing this, the finance people on PMB need to look into this. And again, I'm assuming they're doing this because I mentioned this a lot through the years. If the square footage of the ground floor is worth $2 million, and the building is three stories tall now, the zoning is such from the old time. But zonings change, so you have to go to the mayor's office or the building department and find out what the zoning is in that on that block. And so what happens is it's $2 million to, let's say, to sell it to someone, but to a developer, it's worth the multiplication. So if they change the zoning, let's say, to six stories high, now you take 2 million times 6. Otherwise, right now, it's 2 million times 3 because you can go three floors high. So someone has to check in on the zoning, and so you pitch the building to developers, not to regular real estate people. And that's how you get more money.
Okay. Thank you. All right. If nobody wants to do more of this, we will go on to the next item, which is the general manager's report. And I am not hearing a motion to extend this item, so we are going to the general manager's report. Bertold, go ahead.
Yes, we have about 9,000 in the bank. We have our outstanding paperboard is 1.3 million. It's going to go up as of the first tomorrow. But troublesome items are we need to catch up 1 month on the four Times Square. As of tomorrow, we're going to owe them 3 months. We need to pay a big chunk, at least $25,000 or more, to ACD Direct. I highlighted those in yellow because these are the call center. They need to take the pledge. Otherwise, we just are out of business. And we need to pay at least a month. We're going to be 4 months behind in at 388. I'm going to do my best to give them one payment. So that's a dire situation. We're about a month extra behind compared to last year as far as, outstanding bills. We're launching, the tower rent in December. It's the same thing we did last December. Last December was very successful. We raised like $140,000 altogether as opposed to usually 80. So we'll see how that goes during the holiday season. What else? So what's causing these things? Well, we definitely have, if you take a look at what I said to the committee a few minutes ago, well, an hour ago, you can see
our Paul, Neil Voss is here.
Okay, I hear you. Berthold, hold on one second. Okay, Berthold, you sent something after the meeting started. I see. Okay, so I don't want that. Okay, and this is not an attachment. This is okay. That makes it hard to read, doesn't it? It's labeled fundraising this month.
Yeah,
and
it shows
Berthold, you really should send something like that as a file, because otherwise we're trying to scroll through an email and it's not necessarily going to be so easy. All right, go ahead, Berthold, keep going.
All right. So basically it's WBI, general donation dispersed $18,026%. The next big money making is Take Charge of Your Health, Cohen Trenary and Tony Bates. That's 23%, $16,000. Gary Null, $12,000. We could get Gary Null a break this month. I'm going to try to focus on Tony Bates. David Rosenberg with almost $9,000 so far. Should be another couple of thousand coming today. Tony Bates by himself raised $5,500. Building Bridges raised $2,000. Blasdale, $1,300. As you can see, this is the contribution we've had this month as far as fundraising that adds up to $70,000. We need $100,000 minimum. Actually, we need $100,000 without David Rosenberg. But I will take $100,000 with David Rosenberg in there, and that's why we keep getting deeper and deeper into a hole. We need more premiums, pitch by different shows, because what happened is we are basically recycling premiums. We're recycling premiums. We are paying premiums from 4 months ago at different times, and then hoping that they work. We came up with one or two new ones. That's why you can see that Tony Bates and Corinne Frenari are raising $16,000. We just need like three or four shows. Not a lot. Three or four shows raising $10,000, $7,000. That would give you $8,000, $30,000. That would bring us this number, $70,000, to $100,000 that we need. On the good side is Linda and I, mostly Linda lately, has been raising a lot of money. We raised over $13,000 to $18,000 public service announcement. Obviously, we haven't seen any of that money yet. Because it takes forever to get back to you. We haven't even sent them a bill yet, but that's what's going to happen. So that's going to give us a little break. We'll take that money and pay four times square. The priority will be four Times Square and the call center. That's basically it. For the budget.
All right, hold on. Will people who are shuffling things around please mute themselves? Because it's hard to hear Berthold with that. Okay, continue, Berthold.
Yes, thank you, Alfonso. And for the budget, as far as the budget is concerned, there's a reduction in the deficit, the new budget that Apple sent to you. And if you want to know why, we can go over the details. But it's basically the PSAs. You know, like I've decided to be cautious. But, you know, our goal is to raise $30,000 a month with the PSAs. But I think I put close to $18,000. I don't remember, Paul. I think I put like 18,000. That's my report.
Oh, okay. So that's it. All right. We'll start with some questions here. You said Linda and you have been raising money, $15,000 to $18,000 from something from what?
The public service announcement.
Oh. So the PSAs have done that. All right.
Yeah.
Now you're saying that if we get like, oh, three or four more shows that will raise a certain amount of money, that we'll make $100,000 a month. And what will that put us into right there? In other words, does that mean we pay all our bills for the month?
My analysis of our deficit is that we're about $29,000, $30,000 in the red every month on an average. The good months and the bad months, the December and January that were good months, when you average it out, money coming in and out, we're averaging $29,000. That might be a little different than what quote unquote NEDA had. I'll check with Marquisha. They might have their number a little higher. I'd have to check what number they have. But my numbers show me about 29,000. So 29,000,
okay, what do we pay if we get to 100,000? Does that pay our bills?
If we get to 100,000, we're basically paying our bills, yes.
Okay. Does that include central services fees?
No. All of central services together would be close to more like $120,000. But what happened is we're raising $70,000to pledge, and then there are some other monies that are coming in. So altogether, when you're looking at the profit and loss, give me one quick second. It's there. When you're looking at our profit and loss, we're averaging from 109,000 in January 2022 to 107, 98, 87, 114. We're at $80,000 in November right now, $79,000 in October, $93,000 in September. So we're kind of close to those numbers because there are other things that add up. So we'll get a grant here. For example, we got $10,000 from the PSAs in August and September, so that jacks us up to $114,000 and $93,000. So if we continue doing that and we put another $30,000 from different pitch and stuff like that, then we will be good. And by the way, I mentioned two or three shows are doing $10,000 each. Well, it could be, I don't know, 20 shows doing, $1,500. Like, I'm coming with something $1,500. Doesn't matter. Whatever the combination is, that's the magic combination that we are looking for, because we have this thing more or less steady. We just need to add that extra combination. We have to, and we know it's all about premium. We have new premiums, we make money. We don't have new premiums, we make money, but we don't make enough, some hours brand new make $5,000 for that hour in some days. So, whatever we say is what we have to do. At the end of the day, the deal is to make that money. Also, the whole thing about SOBs, we can get SOBs for free. We're going to try to get Gary Knoll events there. We get the place for free, so we can do a series of events instead of renting an expensive space that's bigger. We also try to talk to the music shows to see if they can DJ their African night, whatever, Asian night, you name it, Latin night, so we can have different shows. Tony Ryan has, talking to him about maybe doing a flashback of Woodland in there, maybe once every 3 months. So if we can get different producers, different people to do something at SOBs, can fill the place, or at least put 150 people in there, we'll make like an extra $7,000, you know. And then if different producers do it, they won't have the stress of having to do something every month. They can do something every 3 or 4 months, but it might be different. So every month it will be a different person, you know. And then so they have the time to prepare and then to set up something for another 4 months later. That would be also a little thing that would add to chipping away at this thing. You know, I mean, we made like close to $7,000 with the SOB event. You know, it's the first time after COVID, you know, we didn't have any of the people that used to do this. Andrea Cam is not around. A social media person is not around. Nando's assistant, who used to be very dynamic, I separated with him. So I thought that was very successful. I mean, we could have put another 20 to 40 people in there. That would be nice, but the owner was happy, satisfied, you know. So that's one of the things. And
Berthold, the thing is, okay, you're going down a whole list, and we don't need that right now.
Okay.
You use the word magic in describing that. This, you know, that's where the magic is. I think magic, unfortunately, is describing some of the thinking around this. You got to look at this. You're talking about two or three shows doing $10,000 each per month. That's a hell of a lot. Plus, your initial idea is to make $100,000 a month, but now you realize you got to do $120,000 a month because central services fees are going to have to be paid on a monthly basis. And the central services fees are about the same as the rent for 4 Times Square. So think of paying twice as much for 4 Times Square every month. You're going to need a bare minimum of $120,000 a month. So, I mean, you're talking about we're going to raise stuff offline, and you're talking about, you know, $7,000 here and there and all of that. And we're at 70 now, and we need to raise $50,000 more a month in order to pay all of the bills. And I don't think Pacifica management's going to look at central services fees not being paid as an okay thing. So I think you got to look at this rather differently, Berthold. And I don't know how you're going to do it, but think of $120,000 a month, an extra $50,000 from what you've got. Okay, that's about what I had to say in my question there. And I don't think you're going to come up with how to make $50,000 a month on this meeting. So why don't we let other people... Let's see if anybody else has a question or comment on the general manager's report. I'll take a stack.
Michael White to this.
All right. For our personal privilege information, we have averaged $97,506 a month on an average from January to present. Okay, so it's not 70. It's some months are bad, some months are good. The average is 97, Apple. So that's what I was saying, if we could...
Okay, I quoted you. You said 70K.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 97.5 a month, you say, from January.
Yeah.
Except for the 70,000. And so you've still got to raise, $25,000 more a month at least.
Yeah.
And that's going to include central services payments.
Yeah.
You know, understand, I want to make this clear. We are not able to pay 4 Times Square on a regular basis, and we're going to get a second bill the same size on a monthly basis pretty much starting already. So this is what we have to look at here.
That's about 30,000 is those two. It's two together. It's close to 34,000.
You know, it's a bit more than 30,000, those two together. All right. Let me take a stack here, Berthold. Who wants to say something or ask a question?
Mario.
To
the stack?
Mario.
Jim
White. Okay, I have Mario, Michael White. Who else?
Jim. Jim Dingman.
Dingman. Anybody else? Okay, we'll go with that stack for now. Mario, go ahead.
All right, I got a couple of three things to ask Bertolt.
Not too many.
Well, if he gives a short answer. The premiums that goes to the pledge company and all the money, that gets sent to who? Gets sent to you?
I don't understand the question.
The all the money that's collected monthly from the pledge line, what do they do with it? They wire it or send you a check to BAI?
I think I've spoken about that over and over. I just don't understand why, you know, you guys keep forgetting. There's a check, you know, check that come in, and otherwise money goes straight to the bank. The money goes
and
straight.
You? Are you the only one who has access to that bank?
Actually, what's her name? The executive director does, and so does the executive director does, and so does the business manager.
Okay.
And,
now the premiums that come in, and you're playing these tapes over and over, so. What money goes to where? How is that kept track of? But how do you determine the Gary Null premiums in 30 days? This is the amount, and this is where it goes. And this is the circulation nitric oxide premium that's played over and over several times a day and a week. How do you determine who gets what and where?
Well, we have an aging premium report that we run every week.
So how do you determine how many people and who gets what?
Yeah, we have a report that we run every week. We can run it right now, a couple of seconds, but it doesn't make any sense to run it every minute because we are pitching all the time. So we run it every week.
Okay,
and then
last question for now. So you get, let's say, the nitric oxide premium. How do you know how many to get? Or you say if they're donated to you, then how do you know when to cut that off? So premiums that are donated to you, is there a tracking system that you know when to say, hey, we have no more? And then the premiums that you have to purchase from the vendor, how do you know how many to get and decipher it from the money
so
that these people...
Okay, so first of all, any premium that we get a donation of a specific amount, there's always a deal that after that specific amount, this is the retail price of anything else we may want to order. So we never have to stop pitching those. Second, if we really there's a limit on them, Chris will just put it in the system and put a number limit. Like for Gary Null or Green Stuff, for example, there's a number limit. So when it reaches 55, then no one can go online and pledge anymore. You just can't buy it online.
Online, but what about the telephone?
Yeah, same thing for the call center. What do you think do the call center do? They go online. They go online, and then they do the same thing that somebody who goes online does, except that they have a back door.
So the call center goes to your online website?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, one last thing. I would like the finance report. I'm having trouble with my email. I don't know if you emailed it out. If I sent you some self-addressed stamped envelopes, can you mail me a copy of it?
Which one?
The monthly report, the finance report that you email out.
Sure.
All right. Or can I come by the station and pick it up?
I'll have Matt mail something to you.
Okay.
From the office.
All right. Thank you. And I want to also know how to volunteer to get a membership.
Matt, what's the number to call? 212-229-2870 and then talk to Maxine on Fridays.
And you can volunteer, and then after 3-4 hours, you're a member?
Yes, there are different things they can get you to do.
All right, because this just came up tonight, so this is a big deal. So volunteering, sorry, I need to find out about that. All right, thank you to the chair, allowing me to go 5 questions instead of 3. Thank you.
Okay, Michael D.D. White, go ahead.
Berthold, you mentioned your hopes that Gary Noel could bring in some financing. So Gary has a film that he just brought out. It's a 2-hour, maybe slightly longer film with very high production values, and I know that there's promotion to it, which is Science for Hire. It's probably going to attract a lot of attention to Gary and probably get a lot of attention in itself. I'm wondering if that's on your radar screen in terms of where, whether it fits in with any of Gary's plans to raise funds for WBAI. Have you talked to him about that?
Well, first of all, that is the thing that we wanted to highlight at the Science in the Space. And until we run into some situation, I don't want to get into that. We went into a situation where we could not do it because we didn't have enough cash to pay for the space, and then we were told to cease and desist by NEDA. So we are hoping to premiere that at SOBs in February. That is the plan. But I think that I want to have a series because there won't be enough space to accommodate the people that we're going to have there. You know, usually we make like $30,000 on the Gary Noel event, on some of them. You know, like something like this, hopefully that's how much it would be that we would make. And so definitely it's one of the things that I want to highlight.
So I'm just wondering if I can do like Mario and keep asking a lot of follow-up questions. Tell me more about what you were talking to Gary about and the possibilities and what the problems are in terms of having this film work for us.
Well, Gary told me in February, mid-February. So I'm talking to SOBs, waiting for them to get back to me. So I want to meet them personally. And I want SOB to become a hub where we do WBI events, not only events. We can have matinee stuff like Gary Noel stuff, which would not interfere with the SOB nightly event. And so that way, that would be beneficial for all of us. And then, they would have to bring their own staff, but, if they have an event during the day, so they can actually, like I said, that it could actually have this, have the Gary Noel event be in the afternoon, and then the staff comes in and stays for the night event. So these are the kind of things we're looking into right now. Gary Noel is all for it. It's just a matter of getting SOBs to give me a date and then to just plan it. That's it. Done deal. But for me, I don't want to just do one Gary Noel event there. I want to do a series of them.
Right.
Maybe 3-4.
So have you seen the film, and have you do you have a bunch of other people who can give you good feedback who have seen the film, and what have they told you about the film? Because it seems to be something that could be pretty high profile. So So have you seen the film, and have you asked other people to look at it? Has Linda seen the film? I'm doing the carry like Mario and asking a lot of follow-up questions so that, you know, I just want to make sure that I get my time in here.
Can I ask everyone to please, Annette, let's not reference each other, okay?
Thank you.
All
right. Thank you, Arpal.
Thank you, Arpal. Sorry, I didn't mean to reference you, Arpal.
You weren't referencing me. All right. Go ahead, Bertold.
I was just thanking you, but I realized that I was echoing it, and so that was a reference, you know.
All right.
Well, I haven't seen the film, and neither have Linda. I mean, we were supposed to be pitching it. I think we're supposed to pitch it on the air. I think we might have pitched it. But we wanted to save it, you know, for later. This is the thing that Gary Noel, I think, had on his the seminar that he gave, you know, I think $10 to go on a webinar. So I'm waiting for Gary to get back to us to let us know how successful that was. So he's going to give us some credit for it because we pitched it on the air. So we didn't really pitch it to make money. We pitched it for people to go see the seminar. I don't know, maybe Matt Mazza. You know, I mean, you know, we hear little clips in there, clip or clip here and there, but we don't have time to see the whole thing. I mean, obviously, Linda and I are so busy. We see clips of it, little clip here, little clip there. Gary, you know, sends us email attachment with comments by, you know, different, you know, how you call that, different news or critics, and like that. We're fully aware of it. It does that. You know, I answer the film from top to bottom.
Do you have any thoughts about the fact that this film that Gary did could not be, it cannot be broadcast on the Berkeley station because of their censorship edict against such films?
I have no idea. I don't pay attention to the other stations at all. Unless it's basically calling the GM to propose an idea and discuss if we can make something happen. Otherwise, I mind my business. Really.
Okay. Well, can I compliment you on the fact
hold on. Time has been called. The timekeeper has called time. If we want to continue, we need a motion to extend the time for this item.
I move we
extend
5 minutes
for 10 minutes.
Okay, De Palma.
Yeah, I'll put it to 10 minutes if you want. And I want to get on the stack if I can.
10 minutes. Okay, the motion is to extend the time for this item by 10 minutes. Is there any objection to that proposal? Hearing none, we're extended by 10 minutes. Mr. Timekeeper,
thank you.
It is 2034. So,
I want to get the answer to that question.
Yes, yes, we can. If Bertold isn't done with that question, he should finish it now. Yeah.
Can you accept my compliment that WBAI is not censoring that material, and that I think that we stand out from the rest of the Pacifica network in that way. And but I also think we have to be, I don't know if you have some thoughts about censoring the way that kind of material is being quietly censored. So we have covert action, a new program, and they have a censorship edict within their organization against that kind of material that Gary just put a film about. So do you have any thoughts about accepting that compliment and using that as a brand to promote us and build us up and give us stature?
I'll accept that also on behalf of Linda. Because Linda is the program director, so I
really do not do anything without Linda's approval. Actually, Linda does things, gets my approval, but we discuss it, but she gets the final say. So, because the chain of command, you know, that's her responsibility. We kind of believe in total free speech, and then sometimes even you, you know, have issues with us letting some other voices play on the air, but we just let everything rip. I think it's the easiest way to let it be done, as long as you don't give excessive time to any specific group. You let the flow of ideas go on the air. And then we're supposed to trust that our listeners are not idiots, and then they will get information and they process it and then they'll make up their own mind instead of choosing for them. So that's what we do. You know, I think for me, it's easy. It's actually the easiest way to do things and not get in trouble. Just let people express themselves.
Yeah. Bertold, I just want to be sure that I haven't ended this question too soon. Based on everything I've been asking you, have I forgotten to ask you anything related to what I'm asking?
How would he know?
We have all kinds of point of views on the air now. I mean, we have Jimmy Dore at night, at late night, because, you know, good cursing. We heard there's a possibility of Pacifica getting Al Jazeera. We might be open to that. You know, it's a different point of view. You know, it's a well put together news. We know that there might be the state might have something to do with, you know, sometimes choosing some of the stories, but in general, they have a lot of good stories. So if you have two or three stories that are forced by the state, we believe that our listeners will be able to be smart enough to decipher that. You know, Katie Hopper is back on DAI. You know, so I think we are pretty solid in what we're doing at WBAI right now, and obviously Chris Edges has been on WBI ever since he was kicked out of the internet.
The internet? Anyway. Okay. We have Jim Dingman next. After Jim Dingman, I'm going to go, and then we'll take another stack here, okay? So I think right
Paul,
now...
I must have been talking into the mute. This is Jack DePalma. Could I ask a small question?
What, we have a stack. Dingman is next. Why don't we let
Dingman go, then please.
We'll take a stack and we'll put you on it. Jim Dingman, go ahead.
All right. Well, viva la différence. Obviously, we should express all sorts of opinions, and I'm 100% behind that. We should not be rigid about that. I just have a simple question for Bertold. I think about when you're playing baseball, you know, you change up on the bat, you hit the left field, you know, if you can multi-bat, you go to right field, if you're a righty, lefty. What are your thoughts about returning to, at least in December, a traditional fundraiser where we're allowing all the producers to produce and basically come up with their own premiums and let's see how people support their shows? And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are about that everybody complains all the time they don't get a chance to pitch and they don't get a chance to, your critique all the time that people are not coming with premiums. Well, why don't we let them do that and let's see what happens? Thanks.
Well, first of all, let me correct you. We don't allow people to pitch. We give the priority for the producer once a month to pitch instead of to be preempted if they have a premium. They cannot just come in and pitch, you know, because we need to make some money. So they need to have a premium, and we're hoping that they have a premium related to the show. Second, yes, Linda and I, we're trying to figure out how to do this and have a whole week of full fund drive to try to see if we can make some money. Third, it's a lot of work
to get a whole full week of fund drive. It's a lot of work. It has to be coordinated because you have to collect all the premiums from the producers. And fourth, you know, it's a myth that we're getting all these premiums from all the producers and then when we have a full fund drive. Well, it was never like that. And Tony Bates used to, you know, work 6 weeks nonstop until midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, collect premiums. And then even with Hugh Hamilton or some producers that are very successful, it used to be, okay, here are 5 premiums. You know, which one do you want? What about this? What about that? I think this would be good for you. And then we have like 6 or 7 producers that adopt some of the premiums that we offer them and 2 or 3 that come with their own. So that gives you like 8 premiums and that we would pitch during the month. It's never everybody come up with their own premium. That's never happened.
Okay. All right. I think that means I'm next. Okay, Bertold, a couple of things here. Okay, I have 2 things, one of which you mentioned, and I'm trying to find it here. Well, I won't go into my baseball analogy right here, but we going back to what you said earlier, that the station is making 97.5 a month at this point in time, but still, it's you're saying we're like 28, 29 in the red every month, and from that, that's without paying central services. So, yeah, either way, you're going to be pretty close to $50,000 a month more. You want to get. If you're going to start breaking even. And I know that, you know, there's this tendency to not think of the central services as all that important because of whatever, but I think you're going to find it's going to be important real soon, and I think you got to think about that. Maybe not think about, gee, you got to raise another 25. Maybe you do got to raise another 50, because this is they're going to ask you for that central services fee on a monthly basis, Bertold, and it's going to be difficult to say no, we just don't have it. So there is that. And it was another thing, but I've forgotten it. So with that, oh God, okay, pardon me as I move around a word processor. All right, so Jack, let me do another stack. De Palma wants to be on. Anybody else want to be on a fast stack here?
Thank you, Apple.
Anybody else want to be on a stack? Hearing none. Jack De Palma, go ahead. You're on.
Time.
Can I just get one minute question in?
Does anybody object to him getting in a one-minute question? Hearing none. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, line 168, Bertold. Could you break that down? It's the rental. I mean, I think I know what it is. But and the other thing is that our poll pointed out the central services. We pay for accountants with central services that do the national audits, don't we?
What?
The point is that Central Service pays for the national audits.
That's one of the many things it ends up paying for.
That's right. And we don't have NEDA doing it anymore, and not us paying Central Services. And the second one is line 168 in the spreadsheet that he sent. I guess that's the budget. Could he break it down a little bit? It was the rental of equipment. What do we rent there? I mean, just a matter of information. Clarification. Thank you.
The copy machine. Okay. Yeah. That's actually
very cheap.
Okay. I guess that's 1 minute. Okay. So, now, unless people have more questions and also want to, extend the time for this, we go to the next item. And I'm not hearing. Okay. Before we do that, we of course need to do this and make the announcement. First, let me go through and say, is Adriana Kasanov here? Is Neil Voss here?
Here.
There you are. Is M.K. Williams here? Okay, so we got some absentees. Now, here we go again with this announcement. Okay. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at three consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI Local Station Board that for the Local Finance Committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the Local Finance Committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. So, are there any folks here who are not members who want to say their names so that they can get on track to become members? Once, twice, three times? Okay, so I hear no one, so I guess that's that. And nobody has said they want to extend the time for the general manager's report, so that means we're going to the next item, which is set next meeting date. And, all right, it's the 30th. Well, here's the thing. I would suggest we go to January and either make it January 4th or January 18th. Do we want to do it before the LSB meeting or after the LSB meeting? People want to talk about that a little bit? Do people prefer the 4th or the 8th, before the LSB meeting or after the LSB meeting? This is January we're talking about. Okay, I'll make a motion. That'll clarify it. Let's see. Why don't we make it January? I'm going to make a motion that we meet next January 4th of 2023. All right, so that's a motion that's on the floor. I move that we meet next on January 4th, 2023. Any debate on this particular motion? You can all hear me, right?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, they hear me. Sometimes when there isn't a clamor, I wonder. All right, so that motion is there. Is there any debate on the motion?
Hey, what are you doing, Paul?
Okay, is there any debate on the motion that we meet next on January 4th? Hearing none. Is there any objection to the motion that we meet next on January 4th?
No objection. I have a point of information. Matilda,
well, okay. I'm asking for objections. Is there any objection? Okay, you have a point of information you want to ask about the meeting?
Well,
date?
No, I just wanted to inform you, R. Paul, that Kay Williams is here. I'm sorry.
You're here. Okay, I hear you. All right, you're here. Is there any objection to meeting on January 4th?
No.
Hearing none, that passes. Okay, and I'll go back and put you in as M.K. Williams has arrived. All right, so we've done that. Now we are in new business. And pasting that. All right, so we're in new business right now with whatever is going on. Anybody have any new business? If not, we can adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Point of information.
Motion. Hold 1 second. Okay, 1 second. Oh, I can't put this down easily. Okay, so a motion. Somebody has a point of information. Is it about the adjourning or something?
No.
Okay. All right. A motion to adjourn has been made, and we really can't interrupt that. That takes precedence over other stuff. So the motion is to adjourn. If it passes, the meeting's over. Maybe this is something you could ask after that if it passes. Is there any objection to adjourning at this time? I don't hear any, so hearing none, the motion passes, and we're adjourned. Was there a question somebody had, though? What was your question?
Okay, I will ask it in another way. Thank you.
Okay. All right. This meeting is adjourned. Yes.
I want to ask the question. I wanted to thank MK Williams for what she's been doing. We received her letter, the communications, and we should hope that everything's all right with her, okay? And we appreciate what she's doing, all right?
Okay. All right, and she's here, and she has heard you, I think. All right.
Thank you.
The meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you all. See you next year. Have a good solstice and all of that.
Thank you all, Paul.
All right. Thank you all. Good night.